What is Love? By Eitan Boritzer. There are many different ways in different parts of the world to say the word love. Amore, Lubov, Agape, I, Kelek, Upendo, Bhakti, Hub. All these different words mean love, but does everybody mean the same thing when they say the word love in all these different ways? If you love to eat ice cream, is that the same as a kid in Japan who loves to eat ice cream? If you love to ride a pony, is that the same as a kid in Egypt who loves to ride a pony? What is love? What does love look like? Is it pink or blue, or does it have stripes and polka dots? Does love have a taste? Does it taste like a juicy orange or like a chocolate birthday cake? Does love taste like green spinach? What does love feel like? Is it warm and furry like a puppy dog? Or does love feel freezing cold and tingly like a snowstorm in the mountains? Does love have a sound? Does it sound like a little baby laughing or like a big lion roaring in the zoo? Does love have a smell? Does it smell like cookies baking in the oven or like a bright red rose in a garden after the rain has stopped? Maybe love is not something you can touch or taste or smell or see or hear. Maybe you can only feel love. Maybe love is a feeling. But what kind of feeling? There are outside feelings, like feeling hot in the summertime, or like feeling your mouth on fire if you eat very spicy food, or like feeling the soft, wet nose of a pony. But those are outside feelings. Love is an inside feeling. When you think about it, though, there are lots of inside feelings. You may feel sad inside if your grandma or grandpa gets sick. You may feel happy inside when you get presents for your birthday. You may feel excited inside when you're on your way to the circus. Or you may feel hurt inside if your friend won't let you ride his new bicycle. Love is also an inside feeling, but it is different than being happy or sad or excited or hurt. Love is the biggest inside feeling that anyone can ever have. All the different inside feelings we have are like the different colors inside a rainbow. Feeling sad is like a blue color. Feeling happy is like a yellow color. Feeling angry is like a red color. But love is our biggest inside feeling. All the different inside feelings we have are held together by love, just like a rainbow holds together all the different colors inside of it. Love is like a rainbow, which has all the different colors going in and out of each other, all at the same time. Did you ever see a real rainbow? It's hard to tell where one color starts and then mixes into the next color. The red turns into orange, which turns into yellow, which turns into green, which turns into blue, and on like that. All those different colors are held together in one big, beautiful rainbow, just like all our different inside feelings are held together by that one big feeling called love. how does a rainbow hold all its different colors together? How does love hold together all our different inside feelings? Well, remember your mom's last birthday? Maybe you wrote her a birthday card and said, "Dear Mom, happy birthday. I love you." Of course you love your mom and your dad, because they try to do nice things for you, like give you hugs and kisses, and make sure you have good food to eat, and nice clothes to wear, and a clean, warm bed to sleep in. Sometimes you may feel angry at your mom or dad because they want you to do things that you don't want to do, like eat a vegetable that you don't like, or wear big warm clothes in the winter, or go to bed early during school. But you know that your mom and dad want you to eat that vegetable so you'll grow up strong and healthy. And they want you to wear those big warm winter clothes so you won't catch a cold. And they want you to go to bed early so you will be able to learn at school. Maybe you feel a little angry because you don't want to do what your mom and dad tell you to do. But deep down inside, you still really love your mom and dad because you know that they really love you and that you are the most important person in the world to them. That big inside feeling of love that you have for your mom and dad is so big that it can hold all those other small inside feelings about not wanting to eat your vegetables or going to bed early or wearing those big warm clothes. Just like the rainbow is big enough to hold together all the different colors, maybe all your different inside feelings will seem smaller when you think about the biggest inside feeling you can have. Love. And don't forget, your mom and dad keep the big inside rainbow feeling of love for you, even when you do things that they may not like. That big inside rainbow feeling of love is easy to feel for your mom and dad, and your brother or sister, and your best friend or your puppy dog. But can you feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love for someone who has a different skin color than you do? Can you feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love for someone who goes to a different church or temple than you do? Or for someone who doesn't have a home, or is sick, or can't walk? It is easy to feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love for your family or friends, or for things that are close to you. But maybe you could try to feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love for people or things that are not close to you, or that you don't understand or like right away. How can you do that? How can you feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love for all the people and things that are different from the people and things you know and understand? It's easy. Try to remember that all people, no matter what their skin color, or what church or temple they go to, or if they even have a home or not, or are sick, everybody has the same inside feelings that you have. If you fall down and scratch your knee, you may start to cry, just like every boy or girl in the world may start to cry if he or she falls down and scratches a knee. And just like you may feel better when your mom makes the hurt go away, every boy and girl in the world also feels better when his or her mom makes the hurt go away. Most kids in the world like to have friends and be invited to a party. Most kids in the world like to have a nice house to live in with their mom and dad there all the time. Most kids in the world have a lot of the same inside feelings as you do. If you remember to look for the ways in which different people are really the same, and learn to like the ways in which we are all different, everybody will soon start to share that big inside rainbow feeling of love. Sharing is a great way to remember that everybody has the same inside feelings. If you and your friend go to the park to play and you both share your toys, you will both start to feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love. Sharing works best when two people do it. But what if one friend wants to share and the other friend doesn't want to? How can you still feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love for someone who thinks he doesn't have the same inside feelings you do, or who doesn't want to share? If that happens to you, you may feel hurt or angry, and you may not want to play with that friend anymore. But instead, try to remember that big inside rainbow feeling of love. Maybe you could offer to share one of your toys with him. Your friend might be so surprised that you still want to share with him that he might also start to feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love. And then, maybe he'll also want to start sharing his toys with you. And if your friend starts to feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love, because you remembered to share, maybe he'll share that feeling with another friend. And maybe soon, there will be big rainbows of love everywhere. Just remember to share the same things with other kids and grown-ups that you would want them to share with you. And also remember, all those small inside feelings you have are just part of that big inside rainbow feeling of love that everybody in the world wants to feel. Maybe even all the animals and flowers and bugs want to feel that big inside rainbow feeling of love.